Welcome back to the Bridge CRE, episode 14. My name is Brandon Jenkins. I'm with Air Systems Service and Construction, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Candace Moore. How are you?
Good. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I am Candace Moore with JB Bostick Company, and we are so excited to have a special guest here, but of course we want
As usual.
Oh, yeah.
They're all special. They're all very special.
Very true. Of course, we just kind of want to get recapped of what happened last month and the last time we were on here. So just giving a recap, Brandon, there was that BOMA luncheon in January with the panel.
Yes, the BOMA luncheon was fantastic.
It was, yeah, I heard fantastic. It was great.
There's a lot of good, I think we talked about this a little bit before, but there was a great panel forecasting for not just this year, but through 2024. New developments, the Amazon development, hospitality by Jackson Properties, what's going down on Delco, what's going to happen in West Sac. It was great information. If you missed it, I'm sorry. Please put that down on your calendars to attend next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That BOMA luncheon every year is like 100 plus people.
It's the first of the year, right? Everybody shows up. It's like the big boom.
That's true. You know,
everybody just gets back from the holidays and they're like,
Kicks it in.
Yeah, let's go. Let's start with this luncheon.
Agreed.
So it was really good.
Good.
The environment was good. It was at the Hilton.
Oh, Hilton.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Good. Crew also had their 2020 kickoff event, which unfortunately I was unable to attend that one, but I did hear great things about it.
Yeah. Yep. That was a phenomenal event. So.
Always. Way to go, crew. Mm-hmm. And then IREM had their real estate market forecast, which was last Friday.
Yep.
And that was awesome.
Yes.
Again, IREM's doing some things outside the box, which is great, and they're really succeeding well. So it's exciting for them.
Yep. Both here and then also in the Bay, I believe.
Yeah, so. They are.
Cool. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it and welcome our special guest, Rick Terry, owner of RT Painting. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for inviting me. I feel like a rock star.
You like the padded room?
Yes,
I mean,
your own mic.
No, I feel like a rock star. I mean, I've finally succeeded. I've made it on your guys' show. My kids think I'm cool because I'm on a podcast.
Hey, kids.
Yes.
He's on the internet.
You want to give a shout out real quick to them?
Yeah, my little baby Bubba, Eric Terry, and my little stinker banker, Quay Terry. So, so there we go.
This man's coming in here with a beard.
Coming in hot.
805. Beer hat and an RT Painting hoodie.
Why? We talked about this last time. Yeah. Why do we not have some alcohol when it is Fun Friday and it's almost 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we should have known 8:05.
Yeah,
sorry.
I've been drinking. So,
oh,
you guys are late.
What?
You guys are late.
Gosh.
Late
thanks for bringing us some.
Whatever.
So, I'm just blind. Actually, Air Systems, if you're listening to this, I'm just joking. I have not been drinking.
No alcohol consumption at all.
No.
Yeah, I'm joking.
That Starbucks is right next to me.
So,
true story.
Rick, as you know, we have a few questions for you. I'll go ahead and start off with the first question, if that's okay with Candace.
Of course.
Okay. So, Rick, how'd you get into the commercial real estate industry, and how long have you been in the industry?
The commercial real estate industry, been in since 2009, working for a competitor now. He kind of got me into the commercial real estate. I opened my company in 98 and worked in the public work side, which were schools, fire stations.
This is painting,
post
right?
Office. Yeah, still.
Okay.
I've been open for, 22 years now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Got to get closer to the microphone. I got in the commercial real estate, like I said, in 2009, and just have...
Flourished.
Okay, well, thank you.
You have.
Cultivate relationships and friendships and everything, and just have gone from there. So,
okay. So when you got into the industry, did you get in as a vendor? Were you a laborer? What specific title did you have?
I was an estimator and project manager and business development.
Awesome.
So that carried on from having your own business back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. So.
Yeah. That's a great experience to have, right?
Yeah.
Having your own business.
Work out in the field, know how it is, and then become an owner. It's great.
All different aspects. I touched every portion of it. So
You know the full scope.
Yes.
I like it.
That's why he's owner of RT
Penny. That's
true. I'm owner now.
Very true.
It'd be very scary if you didn't.
If I did not
that
know
is
how
to true.
Paint, it would be very terrifying for you.
Yeah. It's very true.
So. Rick's like, what? I've never painted a building before in my life.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Super successful.
Yes.
So what influenced you to start your own business then and why?
Well, I worked for my grandfather from 1990 till 1998, and basically when I went out, I just wanted to be in complete control of every aspect of the business, and that has carried on even into the commercial real estate side.
Sure.
I want to make sure that I'm touching everything and everybody's doing everything that I want.
To your expectations. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So that's basically the thing. And then also, you know, you see my grandfather and then the other
now
person
that
I work for
sure.
making good money, and you're like, hey, I kind of like money, so maybe I'll go
let me give
out
this a shot.
Try this out, and you know, so.
Yeah.
But mainly to be my own boss,
right?
Sure.
You know, and have control.
That's
so
awesome.
So talking about that, you know, the whole control thing, has that been hard to do, especially with the type of economy that we're in? Everything else, like, I mean, it's got to be tough to find people out there who are
to the expectations
that you have, as far as, that's got to be, you know, one of the toughest things for an owner, period, I would imagine.
Yes, that is one of the toughest things, that and managing people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, labor pool for everybody, I'm sure, for you. Is thin.
Yeah.
And if you do find somebody, you know, you're taking a shot in the dark.
Right.
Luckily, I've surrounded myself with great people.
That's great.
You know, brought on Angel Greco last year, who has been a godsend.
She's
alleviate
awesome.
A lot of things, and has the same expectations that I do.
Right.
That's great.
And she has instilled that, as well as I have, to my guys.
Right.
To make sure that, you know, we give all of our clients
quality that you want.
The quality.
Best.
Yeah.
How many employees do you have?
We are running 22 right now.
Awesome.
So.
Wow. It's a lot to manage. A
lot of, lot of babysitting.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I'm guessing you're all over the place, right?
What's your territories?
You're in the field. You're estimating. That whole control aspect. You're touching every from laborers to filing the bills and sending them out and doing taxes.
Well, that's what the kids do. Eric and my daughter both handle the job costing, QuickBooks accounting, all of that stuff.
And yes, they are over 16.
Yes, they are 18 and 22.
Yep.
So they handle
you little spring chicken. You have that age of kids?
Oh my gosh, whatever. So yeah, they handle that stuff. So and they do a phenomenal job. And then Angel helps out with some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do. We have two divisions: a service and a projects. I handle the project side, and Angel does the service side.
Nice. So it works out well.
Yes. So
wow.
And then I go out and run the jobs.
How's it like working with your kids?
Sometimes they don't differentiate between dad and the boss.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I would imagine that would be a kind of a tough role.
It is, yeah. And then, you know, sometimes they'll come home and bring it home.
With us.
And,
yeah.
You know.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Work is work. Family is family.
Yeah, and if you spend money at the shop, you know, mama's going to find out, because the two little accountant people are going to go home and tell mom. Yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, gosh.
So.
How funny.
What was this $400 in cash expenses that was taken out there?
Never mind.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Oh, shucks.
Keep it moving. Just move past it.
Yeah.
So what was your biggest challenge when you started RT Painting?
I've always had the fear of failure is my biggest challenge.
Sure.
Even going into a job.
Yeah.
But when you take on the task of starting a company, and my wife was a stay-home mom.
There's a lot riding on that.
You're the sole provider.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, you're taking a chance.
Yeah.
Capital, labor pool.
Yeah.
Doing a good job.
Right. Sure.
You started at a good time, though, right? Didn't you start? I mean, one of the keys that I think to your success, and just because I've known you over the years and saw that transition, you started at a phenomenal time. The economy was just picking up.
Yeah.
People were just starting to spend money. And
he had great relationships prior.
So
because
of both of you as well. It's timing, right? I mean, timing has to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big timing, part of it. Relationships, all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, the economy is booming. I mean, you know,
yep.
Everybody is reaping the rewards of what's going on. I'm sure you two are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your owners.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah. I did start back out there at a good time. Good. So hopefully it continues. But you have to make sure that you stay competitive as far as price wise,
right?
And still provide a good customer service
and quality
product.
Yeah, nice. Absolutely.
The RT names behind it.
Yeah, and Systems and JB Plastic as well.
Thank you.
That's
true. Very true. So some of our listeners don't know what organizations are, and we've kind of educated them slowly through it. Are you a part of, or is RT Painting a part of any organizations in Sacramento? And if so, have you played any roles on any of those?
Yes, RT is part of CREW, which is what, Commercial Real Estate
Of Women?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
IFMA.
International Facility Management Association.
Thank you, Candace.
You're welcome.
And then also BOMA, of course.
Yeah.
I was chair and co-chair. I was chair actually
years.
2 years in a row.
Yeah. I remember that.
I remember that.
So, and now.
That's when Jackie had a step down, right?
Oh, yeah.
I came in. Brian Weaver was here.
I
remember Brian.
And then he moved down to Orange County, so I had to kind of stay on. So luckily I had Brent, too, kind of.
Yeah.
Brent Estes from
Century.
Know, Century.
Century Services.
Yeah, though. Century Commercial Services.
Century's Commercial Services.
Yes. So
yes.
Kind of. Showed me the way. I kind of bowed out for a year, and then I'm back now as a voting member on the Allied Steering Committee.
Yeah.
You know.
Dude, I've always learned a lot from you on the Allied Steering. I mean, I've been on the Allied Steering Committee for, I don't know, 6-7 years, something like that. And you've always been a big influence on that. And seeing you take that jump from working from a company to owning your own business. And then still being a part of the associations and still
making
doing
the time. Is
making
huge.
The time. There's not a lot of people that you see who are owners of the company that are part of the organizations themselves.
Well, very true.
So seeing that, dude, that's unique in its own way. And I just want to tip my hat on that. I think that's awesome.
Well, I appreciate it. To be honest, BOMA has basically been my main focal point. Mm-hmm. And I focused all my energies on BOMA, and BOMA has reaped the rewards tenfold.
Yeah,
awesome.
By the clientele, the relationships, the bid BOMA aspect of everything.
Right. That's huge too. And they just started that, right?
They started it, 2 years ago?
Two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, which is good, especially as an owner.
Yeah.
I will do whatever I can for BOMA.
Help support.
I feel I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
That's without great.
Them. And that's what we try to educate them as well to all of our listeners is, it is a huge upfront cost for ownerships to become a member and participate in a lot of things. But as you can see, it comes back. It really does. It's
all about the ROI.
Yep.
It's all about that ROI. And, there's a big upfront cost. But, I mean, just take Rick right here, for example. He's prime example of what can happen if you do put in those upfront costs and the efforts.
Yep, yes. Absolutely.
It is a lofty cost, but it's well worth it. Honestly,
yeah. I agree.
More than likely, you can make up your money back probably within the first month.
Yeah.
And it's not just BOMA. There's other organizations too, but BOMA's one of those top dogs.
Yeah.
So
they're doing great.
It's very cool. Is there? So, and I know you're a co-chair. Do you have Angel involved in any organizations as well? Are you the ones who, are you the one who takes
BOMA,
front on that?
BOMA is, that's
where, your deal.
Your pride.
Thing. But
my baby.
She is starting to accompany me to all, she'll be at all the luncheons. And I'm going to probably start turning over more to her.
Nice.
She does. She helps out with CREW.
Yeah.
She does help out with IFMA as well.
Uh-huh.
She just started working in a hotel association as well. So
awesome.
Nice.
So she's
have different aspects. And different.
That's another question I was going to ask you, because I know the service and estimating. Can you talk a little bit how the construction side of the business works for you? Because obviously there's, a service side, which I think a lot of people are familiar with. But so how does things on the construction side work for you on the paintings?
Well, there's two different aspects of the construction side. There's the, you know, you have the Buzz Oats Construction, you have the Jackson Construction, and you have the other ones that are still kind of affiliated. And it is still relationship-based on some of these.
Yeah.
And then there's the, you know, you join Blue Book or SAC Builders Exchange, things like that, where you just get massive amounts of, you know,
bid opportunities. Yeah.
Are you going to the crab feed?
No, I am not.
Oh, you're going to – I think their crab feed, Sacramento Builders Exchange, is the same night as BOMA's crab feed.
I will be at BOMA's.
Yeah. I'll be at BOMA's.
Back to the baby.
Yeah. Work it. Yeah. So, but, yeah, there's those two aspects.
Yeah.
You know, and I basically, you know, just kind of stay in my area.
Your niche.
Yeah. You know, if I get a request from a GC out of state or something like that to bidding a project, say – the same
local
one that BOC's
bidding.
I'll bid to them, but that's basically it.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
So, and everything's done online.
Yeah.
Plan-based, use an on-screen takeoff program.
That's kind of cool.
That's great.
So, you know.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Awesome, man.
So, we always like to ask our guest, for the young generation, as we know, there's no career that you can go to school for or anything like that. And we're trying to bring in the younger generation to keep commercial real estate going and vendors and whatnot.
The trades.
Trades are all going.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to the young generation if they wanted to come into commercial real estate, maybe even starting their own business or working for your company or any of our companies? What advice would you give?
That is a good question.
It's a hard one.
It is a hard one, honestly. First of all, I think the best thing, just like I think you two learned, that to get into organizations and get your face out there, and so people get
involved.
To know you.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are going to work with you because you're you, not because of who you work with.
Sure.
They want to trust somebody. They want to work with their friend or somebody that they truly
respect.
They know that work well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and that goes back to that BOMA thing, right?
Yep.
Like
you go with BOMA, you go into the Allied Steering Committees and you jump on committees or organizations and they see how you work. They see what you, they give you responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
They see whether you come through on those responsibilities. And if you do that, then, you know, they remember that.
Yeah.
And then they'll give you other opportunities on top of that, more responsibility. And, you know, eventually it leads to a partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
And then, you know, just again goes back to provide, if you're working for a company or if you're working for yourself, provide great customer service. Be honest with your clients. Clients are always right. And then just surround yourself with people that, you know, have the same values that you do.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I agree. 100%.
What about on the trade side? What do you think about the trade side as far as younger generation trying to get into the trade? And I know a lot of people have this stigma. Millennials don't want to work. They don't want to do the trades. Right now, you think it's a thing that young people don't want to work, or is there just an abundance of jobs out there that people don't want to do the trade work? You think that they don't see how the trade works could be lucrative? Like, what do you think it is about our labor pool and the young generation not getting into it?
You know, I agree with the millennial thing, but to a certain extent, I disagree because, I mean, like I said,
both your kids are working for you. Yeah.
Well, I also have, you know, 22 employees, and right down the middle, I have kids that are 22 and younger.
Right.
They're not 16, but they're 18 to 22.
Sure.
And then I have a block of guys that are in their 30s, and then I have a couple guys that are in their 40s and 50s.
Sure.
Superintendents, foremen,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
So, I got into construction because it was lucrative.
Right.
And if you get into the trades, whether it's HVAC or asphalt or painting or electrical, whatever, you can make a good living.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed construction because I went out there.
Working with your hands.
Worked my hands, plugged in my earphones, listened to a Sony Walkman. Yes, I'm dating myself. I didn't have an LP on my side.
AC/DC.
Yeah. So
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I wasn't that right. No, it was more of a boy band thing. We'll talk about that later in a different podcast. But, you know, just being able to go out there and do No, we're not going to go out there.
What's a Walkman again?
Yeah, that's a little square thing. You push play and stop. Yeah.
Okay.
Made by Sony. Yeah. Anyway, so it was just kind of a I enjoy going out and working with my hands, and yeah, you know, I kind of miss it these days. And every once in a while, I'll strap it on the whites and go out there and work with the guys. And
cool.
It's good.
Freak out when I show up out there.
Yeah. What's the owner doing? Yeah.
It's like undercover boss. He puts on the mask.
Yeah.
I'm here. New employee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's how we do it.
That's funny.
Undercover boss would be awesome.
That's true.
I think you should do that one time. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do it for Halloween.
I got the beard and the hair. When am I going to shave it off? And then my wife would probably leave me because there'd be a whole lot of face.
Go to Mexico, get a really good tan. Yeah, or go to Hawaii, get a really good tan, then shave.
Then shave, yes. Okay.
Then
do a mullet like they always
do. You could do a mullet.
Yeah.
Throw maybe a wig on.
What are those eye things that you could put?
Contacts.
Eye contacts to change your eye color. Boom.
Yeah, boom. Done. Even recognize me.
Nope.
No.
My voice would not be a giveaway at all either.
Nope.
Yeah, so,
got to completely change it. Just right
completely.
Talk
yes.
like this.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How fun. So,
that'd be awesome, man. Well, dude, that's it sounds like a lot of good things are happening for you. And
2020, another year. Here we
go. Another year.
Another year. Coming out strong.
It's exciting.
Yes. Dude, very it's awesome.
Yes.
You know, sky's the limit for you. Owner of your own business. A lot of experience to back you up.
How about your territory? Where are you currently servicing?
We work from Auburn down to the Central Valley. We dipped out into Hayward and we went down to Hanford to do
couple
jobs. And it's just it's hard to man, I'm sure.
Know,
if you don't have
key customers, though, right? Yeah. They take you down there. It's like, I got to go.
You make it happen.
You know, that's part of that relationship. Your customers can take you anywhere, and they're willing to pay that.
Yeah,
that premium in order to have quality work done.
Yeah,
that's
like I said, we dip down in the Bay Area every once in a while for specific people, but the majority of it, we're the 80-50 corridor is basically where we're at. So
nice.
Do you have any plans on expanding?
I would like to. Yes, I would.
What would be your first market?
Let me take a guess on that one. Palm Springs.
Probably.
Woo! Winner, winner.
I mean, my family. My wife is from Southern California, and that's her roots, and she wants to go back there, and you know, eventually I'd like to end up down there, but not due to the scale that I am here, so I don't know, I think it's a pipe dream,
right?
You know, you can always talk about
you never know.
So is owning your own business.
Yeah,
that's
you
true.
Know, for some people it's a pipe dream, so and it came true too as well. So
you never know what happens.
Very
never
true.
But I want to make sure that everything here in Sacramento is taken care of very well before
absolutely
I would even entertain expanding
other opportunities.
Another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's very
crazy,
cool.
Man. Crazy. Cool things. Well,
I
want to thank you first and foremost for coming on.
Yeah.
It was
thank
a pleasure
you so
having
much.
You on, talking about entrepreneurship and ownership and how's it's going for you and
success.
How you've become successful and basically gave everybody a blueprint on, you know, how to
go out and
successful
reach your goals.
And own your own business and a way to do it. And so if anybody's out there listening, please, you know, take Rick and what he's done in his past 20 years to become a successful business owner here in Sacramento and probably Southern California before we know it.
You never know.
Yeah. So we want to thank you for coming on, man.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate both of you. you guys have both helped me throughout the years as well.
Yeah.
You know, so.
We always will.
It goes back to networking.
I'll send you my tab.
Okay. No problem.
It's that $400 bar tab. Come on now.
I pulled out and I told the kids not to tell mom about. Come on, man.
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's awesome.
So we are going to go ahead and jump into job
upcoming
opportunities
stuff
and events taking place. Candace?
Okay. So some upcoming stuff. BOMA is having their crab feed February 28th. If you have not registered or gotten a table, definitely reach out to BOMA Sacramento and grab that opportunity.
Real quick, Rick, are you going?
Yeah.
Yes,
Rick is going. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I have a
He's
table
actually
and
even donating
yes
some Kings tickets.
Yes.
So there's going to be a silent auction. It's going to be a fun event. I know that they're doing some oysters this year.
Nosebleeds, Rick?
No.
No,
no, they're good. They're probably some good seats.
Nice good
seats
stuff.
They're good seats.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good seats.
Attaboy.
So if you are a vendor or if anyone is looking to donate any raffle baskets for our silent auction, we are looking to help them with that.
And please, everybody, take a look at your calendar. If you can make it, that'd be great because I know our very own co-host, Candace, yes. is you are actually head of, you are heading that event, right?
Yeah, for I BOMA. Am. Yeah. I am. So definitely.
If you, it goes well,
it
it's
will.
Candace. If it doesn't, it will. It's Candace. No,
don't worry, guys. I got it's it taken go care
well.
Of.
It's
We're good.
Go. It'll go off well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So again, that is February 28th. We have IREM's Lunch and Learn coming up February 7th. Isn't that today?
That is today.
That was today.
Yeah. Just had it.
And then they're doing a fundraising event at Strikes Bowling in Rocklin.
Yeah, that's tonight.
Oh, cool. Okay. Crew is doing Women of Influence Awards February 20th downtown. That is always a successful event. I do know some sponsorships are still open for that. So if you or your company is looking, it does come with a ticket. Feel free to go on to Crew Sacramento and they can help you there. And then IFMA is having a building tour on February 26th. Yep. That should be a cool hands-on touring the new SMUD building.
The new SMUD building tour, yeah. That's a big project that's been going on for the past few years. So.
Yeah.
Seems like forever.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's always.
That was
so,
a crazy
grand
job.
Finale tour. Here we go. Again, that's February 26th. Talking about some job opportunities, we do know of some, but if your company is wanting us to post it, feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to myself at candace@jbbostick.net. Or Brandon.
Yep, Brandon Jenkins at bjenkins@airsystems1.com.
Regarding those jobs, we know of Kodiak Roofing looking for a project manager. We know Kidder Matthew is looking for a maintenance technician. We know of Market One looking for two job opportunities, a construction superintendent as well as an estimator. We know Apple out of the Elk Grove facility is looking for operations manager. And Jones Lang LaSalle, JLL, is looking for a facility manager.
Yeah.
Anybody else know
Sacramento.
Of anything else?
RT Painting is always looking for good painters.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. And please reach out to Rick. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Is there a way that they could get a hold of you?
Yes.
Through your website? Or?
They can go through my website, or they can reach out to me at rick@rt-painting.com.
Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Well, that is a wrap, guys.
Yeah. Check out their website, too, thebridgecre.com.
Yep.
A lot of cool stuff on there. We will be updating it from time to time with events that are taking place throughout the year. If you ever want to look at or take a listen to past podcasts, that's available as well. Or if you want to read great bios on me or Candace. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. You could do that as well. So,
cool.
Rick,
thank you again.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Later.
Goodbye.